This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, Dan Orlovsky tweeted out this morning. And I didn't hear Scheim read it initially, but I guess neither did Courtney, and she reread it later on in the program.
Okay.
And step right into a trap. I like Wiggy's point was, hey, the audience turns over every 15 minutes.
No doubt.
So you gotta hammer that home.
Yep.
So we're going to do that again.
Okay.
Dan Orlovsky tweeted out this morning, Drake May has been, all caps, way more precise than I expected. Well, we know that, actually.
You didn't want to play him. Didn't want to play him at all this year.
The most true thing you said. Way more than you expected.
Oh, he's better than you thought?
Yeah, wow, weird. He's the only qualified quarterback who's been off target on less than 10% of his throws this season. This is the stat we read yesterday from Mike Reese. He had two misses on 64 throws in his last two games. Snipering. Fire emojis.
Snipering.
Snipering.
Yeah, he's been awesome. And it's also Dan Orlovsky. It's not Michael Winslow from the Police Academy.
I know that can be very confusing.
Dan Orlovsky. Think about how good Drake May's stats would be if he had guys who could catch. If Kayshon Booty could squeeze a pass or Jalen Polk could squeeze a pass, his numbers would be off the charts.
Oh.
Now, this number obviously doesn't worry about drops.
The throws are still on target.
How accurate he is. I'm just saying, but his like completion percentage, which is already good, it was great last week, his yards, all that, it would be so much better if he had real receivers.
Snipering, Nick. How do you feel about that?
Is that a word? Is snipering a word?
Snipering.
It'd either be sniper or sniping.
Yeah, I think
it's not snipering.
I think Nick is right.
Sniping.
I think it's sniping. Sniping.
Is that what the kids say in like Call of Duty? We have to ask Wiggy. Do they snipering?
Is that
or
what
they sniping?
Yeah, I don't know. Seven-year-old would say it.
You think Wiggy's the one to ask on this?
Wiggy would know.
An authority on words.
That's right.
Yeah.
Words. Well,
a word expert.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
there's some snipering going on in that game. Sniping.
Yeah,
snipering.
Yeah. Okay. Snipering.
Sniping.
But you know, all quibbling aside.
I don't know, Nick. I'll be honest.
Are you Team Orlovsky on this one?
I'm gonna check it out.
Team Dan Orlovsky.
Bing.
First time Keith's been pro Orlovsky. Snipering. Says Dan Orlovsky.
Snipering.
Okay.
Urban Dictionary.
Yep, yeah.
Says when two people participate in an attack where they sneak up behind an unsuspecting victim.
I was very worried about where that was
and
going.
One
actually.
Person holds the victim's arms while the other blah 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 blah. Oop, look out.
Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can read this.
Okay.
When
it's not a sex act.
No, it's not. Okay. I had to stop. I was like, wait. I was like, this could really turn on us. No, snipering. This is what happens when you just read stuff for the first time out loud on the radio. Snipering. When two people participate in an attack where they sneak up behind an unsuspecting victim and one person holds the victim's arms while the other plugs the victim's nose and forces a shot of alcohol down their throat.
That's not
it. Snipering.
That's not it.
That's what it says.
Well,
so
then,
that's what Orlovsky's
talking
about.
Orlovsky used it incorrectly. That's true.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he meant.
617-779-7937. We played just Sean McVay earlier in the week. Very complimentary.
Loves him.
Of Drake May. How about Mike McDaniel? I'm not going to make anybody else do what I did yesterday and listen to 20-plus minutes of Mike McDaniel stammering and
just the highlights,
trying to crack unfunny jokes. I'm not going to subject you to 20 minutes of that.
Oh, it kind of sounds like you. I'm subjected to 4 hours of it every day, Jones.
Touche.
This is what Mike McDaniel had to say yesterday about Drake May.
I saw a true quarterback who has the ability to gain the confidence of his teammates and lead and orchestrate an offense. I saw a guy that can make plays in a multitude of ways. I think, the Patriots are kind of feeling that right now, where he's a guy that can see down the field, can play fearlessly in the pocket and make every throw with the arm strength to do it, but then also is a very good athlete that has some juice and can make plays off schedule. And I think that's been a huge bonus to their offense as of late. That had some explosive plays, whether he threw it outside the pocket or he scrambled outside the pocket. And he's a guy that you expect to continue to get better, is impressive. It's always impressive when rookie quarterbacks make plays in the NFL level, just because there's a lot coming at them. They just learned the foreign language like a handful of months ago, and are doing it in live action with guys that are trying to inflict pain on you. I think it's a credit to him and his preparation and the coaching staff as well.
It's a man who commands a room. I don't see how that guy could possibly lose his locker room.
I didn't know he was such an guy, because I've heard him before.
20 minutes of that.
Well, now I know why it's 20 minutes.
22.
Well, it's really 12 minutes, but then it's ums and ahs for 10. That the whole time. I couldn't believe that. That's
You know who couldn't believe it? Me. I couldn't believe it when I listened to it yesterday.
Like, what is he doing? Like, he's falling asleep then? Did he take a drink at one point?
How on earth could that guy lose a locker room? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, okay, but
he's also the guy. Did you watch that special on him, before the season started, I believe? Maybe it's just like a Sports Center special. It wasn't like a 30 for 30 or anything, but it was like a profile piece on Mike McDaniel. He's one of these guys, and I don't know if this helps. Maybe there are people out there in the world that do this, and it does help. He's up at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. He's got like a Mark Wahlberg schedule.
I was just going to say that. He's a Wahlberg?
Yeah, so he drives in. It's pitch black at night.
Yeah.
First guy in there. Then he's like going through all his trapper keepers.
Do you believe that's what he does? Or
maybe
did he just
the
do
camera
it for
was
the
there
cameras.
That day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe. But like, what a reckless lifestyle. Like, I would get in there at like 3 a.m. It's like, why? You do need sleep at some point. Oh, sleep's overrated.
Yeah,
you need some sleep. You need some sleep. Trust me, as somebody that gets it every other night,
I know what we're really talking about right now. We're no longer talking about Mike McDaniel.
No.
I know what we're talking about.
Now, this is very close to home. This is in my home. I just want to sleep. That's all I want to do. I can't.
So in there, though, were some compliments for Drake May. He's high on Drake May. Sean McVay is high on May. And here's what I would say. That's 2 weeks in a row. Guys that are deemed offensive guru, quarterback guru types are giving high praise to Drake May. That's all I would say.
100%. I think everybody around the league is seeing it. You know, I know Bill Belichick might go the other way at times. And some of the people that are anti-Drake May are going to be a little bit more dug in on it. Like, that's just the nature of it. If you don't like a guy coming out of the draft, they basically need to be the MVP for you to be like, maybe I was wrong. Like, you're going to kind of stick with what your thought was, especially early in his career. But yeah, that is over-the-top high praise. And it's funny, because Sean McVay's came post-game, which I even take more stock
into. No, me too. It's like, we just got off the field. That guy's a stud.
Right.
Like,
you don't need to prop up your opponent.
You're not gassing up the other team. Right, right.
Right,
yeah,
like right now, Mike McDaniel's not going to say he's bad. But he also didn't just, he comically did not stop short. He continued to talk and talk and talk. But it wasn't, remember we used to always point out Bill Belichick and how there were tells when he didn't think the other quarterback was very good.
Yep.
He had these certain... it might have been Andrew Callahan. Somebody was all over it with the...
It was. Makes all the throws. It was Andrew
Callahan.
He can
make Callahan. All the throws,
yeah.
Which is just like Zach Wilson can make all the throws.
Mm-hmm.
Does he make them well? No, but he can make them. He would say these things that sounded like compliments that really weren't. Whereas if you listen to that... I'm not asking you to listen to it again, but
please
if you
don't.
Listen to Mike McDaniel... No.
Come on.
You know...
22 minutes of that.
Bonus
Is this the whole press conference or just that answer?
I think
that was one answer. There were 17 instances of ums not attached to words.
I can't.
So
in a minute and 35 seconds.
You know what? I would not replace Gerard Mayo with that guy. Actually, I take that back.
He did allude to the fact that how important it is for a quarterback to lead the team, right? Sort of a simple thing, but he's not just sticking to, you could talk about Drake May complimentary and not really even believe it. You could, the guy can run. Yeah, he ran for 95 yards in the Tennessee game. So you can be like, he can beat you with his feet. He's got a good arm and he's a rookie. He's got a lot of potential. Yeah, he's 22. You know, he's 6'4". It's like, you could talk about like physical characteristics, but he was also getting into him just leading an offense and like getting better as he's been out there, and also how excited New England should be to have him. So yeah, all that, you take all the ums and ahs out of there, it is good stuff.
Do you think Jalen Waddle, and this is where I really wanted to go, we got sidetracked with McDaniel sucking all the air out of the room.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, do you think, A, he becomes available this offseason? He has 33 catches for 404 yards, one touchdown. His first 3 years, he was a 1,000-yard guy. His first year, he was a 100-catch guy before Tyreek Hill. He's making 20-ish million dollars a year going forward. Is Jalen Waddle a name we need to add to the list with T. Higgins, who's a free agent, and then some of the trade candidates? Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Jalen Waddle. Is he on that list?
So unlike T. Higgins, he does have his money. He got a massive contract. So they paid both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And this will be one, I think, only if he kind of gets pissed about the ball getting his way, which this year he is on pace for career lows across the board.
Yeah.
Catches, touchdowns, yards, all of it. It is amazing. You know, his second year in the league, 1,300 yards. He had 8 touchdowns, and he averaged over 18 yards a catch. The guy was a big play machine. And now this year, and only part of it is the quarterback. What, did Tua miss 4 full games, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
So, like, there's been, Tua's been out there for more than half the games. And, yeah, he's been bad. But, so I think what you have to look to is he going to kind of shoot his way out of town?
4 full games is right.
And if he does, it goes back to the thing, does Miami want to trade him in the division? They should just get the best thing for him, but it might be, if Waddle's truly available, there'll be a few teams calling, and they might just ship him to the NFC.
That might be the bigger hurdle.
Yep.
Fair.